Good morning. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Adriana?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I was just talking with another person. She said that the, how can I say this? My first purchase that I had, they said that the address was wrong, which I don't understand why it was wrong, though. And my second one, they have no recollection of it. They don't even know that it's even purchased, but which I did because they took it out of my account, though. So I just want to, you know, figure things out, though, right now.
Do you happen to have the order number or confirmation number from the second order?
Yes, I have the first one, which I want to say the first one is, are you ready? The
yes,
first
sir.
One is, the first one is 9000040718. That's the order number that they gave to me. And they said that one was a wrong address, which I don't understand because I gave the right address. If you can look on that, let's see what's going to happen with that because that was the right address.
And can I it have is. You to provide me the correct address?
It's 1307 Carey Lee Way, San Jose, California, 95118.
Can I have you to spell out the street name to make sure that I get it corrected?
The street name is Carey. That means that is I'm sorry. Let me look at the light right here. It's Carey. That means it's C A R R I E L E E W A. Why? Carey Lee Way.
And it's all one word together, or is it Carey Lee one word way, a separate word?
No, it's separate. It's separate. It's Carey Lee Way.
Okay. And you say San Jose, California, 95118.
Yeah, 95118. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I've got that address corrected, and I'm going to request for a replacement to be sent out to the correct address since this first original order was sent to the wrong address. In regards to the second shipment, the second order that you placed, do you happen to have an order number for that one?
Yes, I do. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes, sir.
This one is 9000040987.
Okay. And when did you place this second order here?
I placed that on the 25th of May. The first one was on the 21st. This one was the 25th of May. Excuse me. Yes.
Okay.
And my reason is that I never got those. And I talked to a lot of people, and they said that, oh, it's supposed to take 2 to 3 weeks. Okay, I understand the first one. Okay, the first one's almost about 3 weeks, but I had nothing talked about that. But what I'm trying to say is that they took the money out of my account already. They took the first one and the second one out of my account, and I don't see nothing. I don't even have them here. My first one is supposed to be a gift that I was supposed to give a long time ago, but okay, we'll worry about that though. But you know, I'm just saying, it was taken out of my account. It was taken out of my account. The $36 or $40, whatever it was, the first one. The second one was $70-something dollars. They took it out of my account. I still see nothing. And when I talk to people at Eagle Moss, they say, well, it's not there. You never made it. I'm sorry, but yes, I did. I made the account. I mean, I purchased that, and it's nothing. What's happening? I just want to know. I mean, what's happening? It's starting to scare me, though.
I understand, and I do apologize. May I ask, did you use a bank card, or did you use PayPal to make that purchase for that second order?
I have a card that is a debit card. I use the debit card, but it money's in there, and when I paid for the money, they took the money out. Eagle Moss took the money out. You see?
I understand, because I'm reviewing some of your orders that you had recently with us, and most of them are with PayPal, and sometimes you order.
No, it's not PayPal.
But sometimes. I was with PayPal. Yes, sir. I understand. The majority of your other orders were PayPal. I'm going to have upper management take a further look into this and try to locate the order with the word. Most likely it got stuck at the processing. Stopped at the processor and it never actually got sent to our database. And that's why it's not pulling up on our end. So we'll have upper management take a further look into it, get with the warehouse and try to locate your order to get it pushed through so we can fulfill your order and have it sent out as soon as we can.
Okay. But for my orders right now, do you guys have the original address though? I just want to make sure you have the address, though, because I talked to a lot of people through Eagle Moss, and they said, oh, it's not the right address. I was like, it is the right address. I gave them the right address. When I ordered my stuff, it was from, I mean, it was the real address. You guys have my real address, though.
I have 61st. Account, the one that we can locate right now, I fixed that address. I requested for a replacement to be sent out. So you're going to receive it at the correct address. Now, for the one order that we cannot locate, I can't really guarantee if we have the correct address. But once we do find the order, we'll reach out to you to let you know that we found the order. And then whoever you speak to, whenever they reach out to you, you would just ask them to confirm the address, so we'll make sure that we have the correct address for the second order.
So you have the correct address for both of them, right?
No, that's not. No, sir. I stated that I can't see the second order. I don't know if we have the correct.
Now, you see, that is so weird, the second order, which... The second order was very special to me. I really needed that one. But that is so weird. I don't understand. How could that not be? I mean, I even looked on when I go on to Eagle Moss itself, I always look at the address. It's correct. It says the same address on my ID. Everything. It says it's correct. I don't understand what's happening.
I understand. I can't really for sure say if we have the correct address in that second order because we don't have it in our database. Like I stated, I'm going to send upper management your account number, your information, and have them look a little bit deeper to okay your order and have it pushed through to our database so we can fulfill it. Once we do reach out to you, letting you know that we did locate the order and this is what's going to happen, then you can just ask them to confirm the address to make sure that we have it. As of right now, I can't really say that we do have it correct or we don't because I can't right now.
What about
it'll
the first
take
one?
A few days. The first one I already fixed, and I requested a replacement to be sent out to you.
And the first one is coming back?
I'm not sure about the very first one that went to the wrong address. Depending on the people that live there, they'll probably return it back to us. I'm not too sure. But I fixed the address on the order, and I requested for the warehouse to send out a replacement to the correct address.
Okay. You mean it
yes,
went
sir.
To someone else? I didn't even know it went to someone else. Oh, my God.
Well, since it had a different address than what you called out to me, it probably went to someone else because I see that it's left here with us already. But I've got that address fixed, and I requested for a replacement.
Wow. But that's so weird because, I mean, really, on Eagle Moss, I put everything exactly on my ID. I put everything to come to me. How could it go to someone else? I don't understand that, though. How did it do that?
I'm not too sure. I'm sorry.
Wow. Now, hopefully it comes back to me, though, because, you know, I've been waiting for a long time now. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I have here the email address to be HESHENKMAN@hotmail.com.
I didn't understand what you said. What did you say? I'm sorry.
The email address that we have on file, is it THESHENKMAN@hotmail.com?
What does that mean? What is that?
Is that your email address?
No, my email address is johnangelmartinez200@gmail. That's my email. I mean, my Gmail.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yes, sir. I got that.
Yeah, it's johnangelmartinez200@gmail.com. That's my Gmail.
Okay. Yes, sir. I got that email address. So as soon as we locate that second order, we'll reach out to you via email or either by phone. I have here the caller ID to be 408-375-9215. Is that correct?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
408-375-9215.
Are you saying my number or what?
Yes, sir. I'm asking if that's your correct phone number.
My phone number is 408-375-9215.
Okay. So we'll either reach out to you via email or phone call to let you know that we've located the second order.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's just that, you know, it's just that I mean, I would have let it go. It's just that it was taken out of my account already, but I have not seen nothing. And I've been waiting, and there's nothing. And then I would call, and everybody says that, oh, it's not there. We never got it. It's processing. It's this. I do not mean to cuss, but it's bullshit. I was like, I'm waiting, but what's happening, you know? That is weird, though. And the last person I talked to, she just said that the second one, the 90,040,987, they have no recollection of that. I was like, how could that be? Because they already billed me for that. So I don't understand that, though, you know? And then the first one, they go, oh, it went to someone else. And I go, I gave you the right address. And she told me, yeah, 1307 Carey Lee Way, you know, San Jose, California, 95118, you know. Where is it at? And she goes, well, it went somewhere else. How do you mean it went somewhere else? I don't understand that. Because on the address, when I look on, when I'm on Eagle Moss, I'm looking at the address. Everything is correct. I always look at it. It's correct. But all it says is processing. Everything is right on that. Every address and everything is right on that. I don't understand. What's happening with that? That's what I was confused about. What's happening with that?
Yes, sir, we do apologize. We're going to have upper management locate that second order and get in contact with you to provide you more information once we do find it.
Okay, so what should I do now? Before I hang up with you, what should I do now? Should I just wait, or who do I call back? Or, I mean,
the only thing to do at the moment is to continue holding until they are able to reach out to you to give you more information about your order. It'll probably take a day or two at most.
Okay. So in a couple days, if they don't come here, do I call back? Is that what you said?
You can give us a call back in a few days if you don't hear back from anybody.
Okay. Because, like,
yes,
I said, I mean, it's been like 3 weeks just about now. So I'm just like, I don't know what's happening now. But, okay. So in a couple days, I will call back. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling in Eagle Moss. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Good night, or good day. Bye-bye.